This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning Labor Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And we're there. It's the same thing on all of them. Captain's America. That's Captain. Put an S in the middle. America, all lowercase. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Our podcast is over there, and you can hear our show streaming 24/7 over there. So there you go. All right, joining us right now from the northern tundra of Florida, known as the Panhandle, it's Frank Salvato.
Mr. Jeff.
They had the day off. So they're out celebrating still because it didn't rain. The USF Florida Bulls got beat, but other than that, the Buccaneers don't play till next Sunday night, of all things, next Sunday night here at Raymond James Stadium. But Florida won, and Florida State, holy cow, Florida State won by 1 point last night.
Well, I'm just a Florida fan, but in many other ways than sports. So.
Yep. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we're going to emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, over the weekend, it seems Mr. Trump went up to Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, had himself a little rally. Now, what was funny was Joe Biden was there earlier in the week, right?
Yeah, he was up in Philly.
Now, he had about 2,500 people for his event. And I don't know if this was I'm going to one-up you or I'm going to 10-up you, as the case might be, but it was estimated the crowd was 20,000 inside and outside where Trump was over the weekend. But here is about 2.5 minutes of what he had to say just to set the mood up here.
The danger to democracy comes from the radical left, not from the right. Not from the right. This November, we're going to stand up to this rising tyranny of sickness, lawlessness, and death, and we are going to take back our country. We're going to take it back.
Now, I'm going to stop it there for a minute because the backdrop behind him, all the pictures and all the posters. Follow me? Frank?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's not one, Make America Great sign behind him. Instead, there's Save America. There's, I guess it's Mastriano. That's the name of what the governor's candidate.
That's that is the guy who's running for Senate there. Yeah,
and then there's Oz for Senate. But I'm looking because this was very unique, and it didn't really dawn on me till right now. There wasn't anything behind him that said the word "Make America Great." So we'll go on to listen to just a little bit more of this.
There could be no more vivid example of the very real threats from American freedom than just a few weeks ago. You saw it when we witnessed one of the most shocking abuses of power by any administration in American history. The shameful raid and break-in of my home, Mar-a-Lago, was a travesty of justice that made a mockery of America's laws, traditions, and principles.
Okay, I'm going to stop it again because, again, I just noticed something else that I hadn't paid attention to. The backdrop, you know, where they got those big neon signs up along the wherever they're broadcasting from, like in a stadium?
Right.
The words now are Save America. So they changed the message, haven't they?
No, I'm glad they did, because otherwise they're falling directly into the Democrats' playbook.
Yep. So apparently, without me paying attention to what I should have, all of a sudden we've gone from what the Democrats want to push, and that's Make America Great, the MAGA guys, to Save America. That seems to be the new mantra.
Well, it's good.
It's a change for the better, I think.
Well, it has to be. It has to be. Only a political stooge and a mental midget would keep going with what the Democrats are trying to coin as a bad thing.
Yep. All right, hold that thought because we're going to go to break, and we're going to be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And by the way, check it out. Check it out. You might like what you see. UndergroundUSA.com. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and the man of the hour is on the phone right now, and we'll be talking to him in a minute, but I need to tell you this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And Moss Care, which is what they sell with every one of their cars, it comes free. You get free oil changes, tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they also have a special program called You Serve, You Save. Now, this honors those who have served our country, both as active duty military, as veterans, as first responders, current and retired, as well as church pastors, too. You get in on that, you get yourself a tremendous deal on an automobile. Now, they are located, their dealers are located at Crystal River. There's also another dealership. The full flagship store is in Newport Richey at 1954, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, coming soon, will be the new Moss Nissan up in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Veterans Expressway. And we'll let you know as soon as that opens, because we're going to be up there and we're going to tell you about the grand opening. Now, don't forget, you go on up there, Moss Nissan's model, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. They're only a 30-minute drive going up towards Newport Richey from North Tampa. And, of course, the location there in North Tampa on Florida Avenue is only a matter of 20 to 30 minutes right there just up I-75. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell me Captain sent you. It just might save you a few more dollars. Okay, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Good morning.
Mr. Captain.
Now, you're the man of the hour, because I'm going to ask you something, and you just told me that you don't watch it, so you don't know about this, but I'm going to read this to you, because this is amazing. yesterday, Martha Raddatz, who's somebody who I didn't think had the balls, so to speak, to do this. She was interviewing Biden's senior advisor, Keisha Lance Bottoms. And she went after her to try to find out what it was that Joe Biden was trying to accomplish with all this ultra-MAGA stuff and going after unelectable Republican candidates, handpicking them for their nominees to defeat in the fall because they're actually buying ads for people they think they can beat so they can win their primaries and go up against the Democrats. And that's been done all primary season long. Now, I knew some of that was going on, especially here in Florida, because I knew about the stations where the ads were being bought, but I did not know about elsewhere in the country. Did you?
Oh, yeah. They've been throwing a lot of money into primaries supporting what they believe are MAGA candidates in order to make sure that there is something to square off with in November and in 2024.
Yep.
And that's the what I've been trying to say for the past month. We cannot run on a MAGA or any kind of Trump related mantra. We've got to move beyond the marketing. We've got to talk about policy because when we talk about policy, we win hands down. But Democrats know this, and the DNC knows this. They want a rematch.
Mm-hmm.
They want Trump to run. They want Trump supporting like MAGA candidates, for lack of a better description,
mm-hmm.
to win so they can have that rematch in November because they know that anything about Trump, that anything about MAGA, that anything from that sphere
mm-hmm.
galvanizes the left and gets them to the polls and gives them the best chance to win in any race.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've got to be smarter, and that means more intelligent with both our politics and the way we look at the election, and start talking about specific policies. Talk about policy failures.
Yep.
Make this election a referendum on Joe Biden.
Yep. Well, God knows we got plenty to talk about when it comes to Joe Biden, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. All you have to do is start talking about, boy, this policy that he put in place cost this. This policy put in place cost that. His monetary policy has made everybody poorer.
Yeah.
His border policy has sought, and this is how devious these people are. They wanted to flood Texas and Arizona with enough illegals ahead of the 2024 election.
Yep.
To dilute the vote in those states,
yep,
with new immigrants because of voter laws.
Mm-hmm.
And Abbott is brilliant with this. Well, okay, if you're going to make them come in, we're going to get them out of we're going to put them into blue states where that dilution doesn't matter.
Yep. Yep.
So,
yep.
But make no mistake, that's what they're doing. They're playing the long game, and they want to be able to run against Trump again. We can't deliver that gift to them.
Yeah. Now, let's just talk about a couple things here. When Biden did give his speech, okay, I did listen to it. Sorry. I did listen to it because I had to. But
I hope everybody who watched and listened to it feels bad about it.
I didn't hear one word about inflation. I didn't hear anything about the drug cartels. I didn't hear anything about border security. I didn't hear anything about the rising fentanyl crisis. I didn't hear anything about rising crime or the inflation and how it was affecting John Q. Public. And I certainly didn't hear about, of all places, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Yeah, and you're not, because they're all failures for his administration.
Mm-hmm.
They're all failures. He can't talk about the things that matter to people because he has failed on everything. All he could do is talk divisive politics and made up boogeymen for the political sphere.
Well,
they don't even talk about January 6th, the horrible, horrible MAGA Trump Republicans.
Yeah.
They're horrible. They're yeah. What about Antifa for 2 years before?
And Black Lives Matter. But here's something I don't want the people to forget. If you listen to the speech again, Biden's speech and just replace one term, the word MAGA Republican, with the word, take your pick. And I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm going, this is where I'm going with this, and I think they'll understand when I say this. Replace the word MAGA Republican with the word Jew, Muslim, Black, or Japanese, or any other ethnic, racial, or religious group. You'll truly appreciate the tenor and the terror of what you just heard.
Absolutely. Without question. As a matter of fact, I saw a comment on social media. Someone said, yeah, I saw Biden's speech, but I like the original German, the original version that was spoken in German.
Yeah, oh boy.
Because that's exactly what he sounded like.
Yeah.
And that backdrop, that had to be intentional because no one is stupid enough to go as totalitarian and authoritarian as that backdrop presented.
Yeah.
It was ominous.
Yep.
It was reminiscent of Nazi Germany
and
Adolf Hitler.
That was threatening.
It was threatening.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So, obviously, he's drawn a line in the sand.
Yep.
He believes 75 million people in America and the additional millions who have decided they would have voted for Trump
mm-hmm.
or not Biden had the media done its job and explained what kind of a corrupt guy this man is.
Yep.
He's saying all of them are enemies of the state.
Yep.
The only place we've ever heard that before in history was Nazi Germany.
You're right. Or Italy with El Duce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this guy is on a path to, well, not even on a path. He's arrived.
Yeah.
We have an authoritarian fascist regime in power in Washington.
Yep.
And we have to expunge that like the worst kind of cancer that we can. We
now,
can't have that. That's not serving the people. It's dictating to the people, and now it's starting to try to criminalize part of it.
Now, I've had so many people ask me this question. I just want you to ponder this during the break. Can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
All right. I just want you to ponder this during the break. I've had so many people say to me, is this Barack Obama's doing? So hold that thought. Give us the answer when we come back from the break because the music is starting up in my ear. But, folks, a lot of people believe this is Barack Obama, this is Valerie Jarrett, this is Susan Rice, this is Eric Holder, the voting by pilot committee or whatever you want to call it. All right, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we've just now begun the fight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Responding to President Biden's attack on Republicans last week, President Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania over the weekend.
The danger to democracy comes from the radical left, not from the right. This November, we're going to stand up to this rising tyranny of sickness, lawlessness, and death, and we are going to take back
our country. We're going to take it back.
38-year-old Cleota Abstin has been charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of Tennessee heiress Eliza Fletcher. Police say they have video of the abduction, and he is not cooperating as Eliza remains missing. Two people have died in a blaze that burned through the northern California town of Weed near Mount Shasta. About 1,000 people were still under evacuation orders on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Listening to the Captain's America.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we are going to take it away in just a second here with Frank Silvato from the undergroundusa.com website. And let me tell you something. Just when you thought. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, I've had several people come up to me over the weekend and tell me thank you for telling them about Relief Factor. And all I can tell you, folks, is it works for me, and that's why I've been telling you about it for going on 8 years. And if it didn't work, you wouldn't be hearing from me every night, a couple times a show. You wouldn't be hearing from me. But Relief Factor is a product that if you're suffering with daily muscle aches and pains, or maybe you've got something, an injury that's just won't go away, your back, your neck, your shoulder, your hip, your knee, your ankle, your leg, your elbow, whatever, this is a product that will help you with that because it's designed to go after the pain wherever it is, as well as the inflammation and the swelling that you suffer with the same sort of problems. It's worked for me. It'll work for you. All you got to do is try it. The 3-week quick start for 8 years costs the same amount of money, $19.95. Now you can go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Order the $19.95 3-week quick start. And just like these people that continue to walk up to me and say thank you, I'm pretty sure you'll be doing the same thing too. All righty. Back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Mr. Frank, how are you?
Mr. Captain.
Now, we asked an interesting question because I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, What does Frank think about Barack Obama being in charge of all this stuff? And that's how come it's so screwy, and it reminds us of the Obama administration, this, that, and the other. So, what do you think?
Well, it's not so much Barack Obama as the puppet masters that were behind Barack Obama. If you take a look at a lot of the people who took major roles in the Biden administration, they're the same people. You hear the same names. You know, Susan Rice is chief among them. The person who sits in the UN for us is another. You know, all of the people who are in advisory roles, all of the people who are in integral White House roles, they all have the same names because it's the same group of people that were behind Barack Obama. That's why it smells like Barack Obama all over the Biden administration. They're the same team. It's Obama 2.0 is what I call them. It's the same policies. They're pushing towards the same direction of globalism and less U.S. sovereignty. So, yes, if you're feeling that it feels like Obama, it's because the same people behind Obama are back in charge now. It wouldn't have mattered whether it was Obama in the White House. It doesn't matter that it's Biden in the White House. It wouldn't have mattered if it was Hillary Clinton in the White House. Everything would have been the same because it's the same cabal behind the Oval Office. Now, a lot of people will say, well, yeah, but Republicans do the same thing. The president's got advisors. President's got his round table. They make the decisions. No, not like the Democrats.
Right.
When the Democrats, when they have a cabal, it's groupthink. Those people get together, come up with the idea, the point, and the fact, and issue it to the figurehead to vocalize. On the right-hand side of the aisle, you have your advisors, but the buck stops with the president, and he makes the final decision.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to vote for a group of people for president, then yes, vote for a Democrat. If you want to vote for a person to lead, then you have to vote for a Republican. Now, case in point, everybody got all up in arms about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being installed by a group of people, and then that same group of people telling her how to talk, how to think, what to make important once she was in office. People were saying, but they're ruling that seat by committee. She's not really elected. She's just the mouthpiece for this committee, this group of people that are group thinking for a representative spot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right. But that's what the Democrats have been doing in federal government for a very long time. The last person you had in the Oval Office who was a Democrat that thought for himself was Bill Clinton. You saw what he used as a cigar holder.
That's right.
So this group think there's a group of people running everything behind the showman in front of the state, in front of the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Democrats are running federal government when it comes to the presidency, especially. And that's not, you'd said it during the break. It's more like a Politburo than it is an elected representative.
Jeff just chimed in from Sarasota and said, Trump was in the way. This would have been their fourth term.
I'm not sure I follow that with the fourth term thing.
Well, the Jarrett and the Rice and the others that you're mentioning, he's saying you're exactly right.
Well, they're not leaving. They didn't leave during Trump. They stayed in Washington.
You bet.
And just did their roles pivoted a little bit. They stayed in Washington and used the activist apparatus to do everything to obstruct the Trump administration.
Yep.
And when the Republican wins in 2024, we need to expect that to happen again. But we better be smarter about it this time because we need to crush that.
You bet. Amen.
And the reason, and how you do that is to expose it. You need to start naming names,
mm-hmm,
and pointing fingers at the actions of these people who are doing it. You can't allow Valerie Jarrett to stay in the shadows anymore. You have to expose that roach for what she does.
Mm-hmm. And
you can't just
You can't just forget about Eric Holder going state to state filing lawsuits and trying to jack with election law, because that's a federal effort. You've got to shine a spotlight on that roach so it runs for the corners.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just say Democrats and progressives, that gives them a generic faceless body. Got to name names.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I think they went into Mar-a-Lago, because they thought they were going to find a lot of that stuff there, and it would eliminate the problem that they know is coming.
If they truly thought things like that were at Mar-a-Lago, then they're a lot more gullible than I would think. If they also thought those were the only copies of things that Trump had, and boy,
yeah,
I don't know what to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he's craftier than that. And by the way, while we're at it, 10,000 copies of documents that were not marked, which means they weren't classified.
Well, this whole thing in Mar-a-Lago is not only is it unprecedented, it's egregious.
Yeah.
It's egregious. Unless they're willing to treat every ex-president like this going back to Carter, I don't know what to tell you. You know, what do they think presidential libraries are made out of?
Yep.
What newspaper clippings?
Nope.
Presidential libraries, every president turns their papers over to a presidential library for posterity.
Yep.
So what did they think? What, Trump was just going to leave everything in the Oval Office? Presidents have a right to have that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no precedent for what they did. And if you go to any presidential library dating all the way back,
mm-hmm.
all the way back to Truman and beyond,
mm-hmm.
you'll see there was classified marked material that was donated to the library, because presidents are the only people who have the unilateral authority to declassify things at the drop of a second.
Correct. So we got about 30...
this idea that he's got this classified stuff. If he deemed it unclassified, that's it. Done.
So we got about 30 seconds left in the segment here. What do you want the American people to take out of what you and I have just been talking about?
A, you've got to show up at the polls. Do not get lax about this November or 2024. They are going to try to do everything they can to make it seem like there's going to be this gigantic red wave. There's no red wave unless you are the wave. You've got to go to the polls. And two, never forget that what we're running on is the disastrous policies of Joe Biden and nothing else.
I want to thank you very much for another stimulating conversation. We're going to be back at it Friday, and we're going to pound and pound and pound and pound and wake this damn country up. Have a good one, Frank.
Stay low, man.
All right. That's Frank Silvato, our good friend. We're going to wake this country up, folks. Somebody's got to do it, and I guess we'll do it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Taroka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, in this last segment of the program, brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Of course, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. And for you folks listening around the country, if you need blinds, if you need shades or shutters, maybe you need some parts, then all you got to do is call them up at 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and they'll be able to help you, I'm sure. Now, don't forget, Dominique's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the local area, and you can remind everybody, all military and first responders, get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, Dominique's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. All right, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback guy, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. Thanks for having me on, as always, on a beautiful Monday morning, Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to everybody. You stay out there.
Before you start, I want to just say, holy cow, on the Florida State Seminoles game last night. Holy cow.
It was something, Captain. I mean, they went back and forth the whole night, and just some weird special teams on the Louisiana State Tigers side. I mean, two dropped punts, two blocked extra points. You know, that's the thing about football. People don't realize it's not just offense and defense. It's also special teams. And that's what cost LSU yesterday. You know, Florida State, it's kind of funny. It's like, which one of you doesn't want to win this game? They kept giving each other a chance to win it. And it's funny. They could have gone for two there, Captain, and they had the momentum. But the old saying is, if you're at home, which in essence that was kind of a home game being in Louisiana,
yeah,
you go for the tie, you know, and then go into overtime. If you're on the road and you have the momentum and you feel good, depending on how your team is, you go for two and take your shot there.
Yep.
So, because a lot of times it comes down to a two-point conversion anyway after a couple of touchdowns by each side. So it's different in, you know, pro ball and college ball in that respect. But there was a lot of great college games this past weekend, Captain. They didn't disappoint us. Gee, one-point games. A lot of the big teams hung in there, barely won their games. So it's going to be an exciting college football season, to say the least. So I'm looking forward to it. And a lot of other people are also. I'll talk a little NASCAR here. Mr. Kevin Harvick is a little critical of NASCAR. You know, his car started burning up, and they figured out it was cheap parts. You know, this is another thing, you know, when it comes to automobiles. You know, they're talking about, you know, Captain, you know more about this segue from automobiles to life here. Isn't a lot of the gasoline tax for transportation purposes when we pay for our gas?
Supposed to be.
Yeah, supposed to be. Good point. Well, when we get to electric cars, how are they going to tax us on that to pay for the roads is what I'm curious about.
They'll charge you a surtax at the electric charging post.
There we go. That's where I'm getting it. Okay, just curious.
They're good at that.
Yeah, they are good at that. They're not good at that. They're good at getting the money, Captain, but for some reason, they're not good at budgeting it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, they're going to give you $7,500 to go buy an electric car that you're going to pay $10,000 more for.
Yeah, makes sense.
I know.
Captain.
Stupid. Absolutely stupid.
It really is.
And by the way, just so you know this, our good friend Kyle Warren was up in northern Michigan driving across the Upper Peninsula with his wife on a little vacation, and they were looking for electric cars, you know, wherever they had electric cars for sale or this, that, and the other, to see if there were any up there. He said they didn't see a single electric car for sale anywhere. Anywhere in northern Michigan.
I mean, we're just losing common sense here, Captain. It just baffles me to no end. I mean, it's like saying with the homeless problem, go buy a house. With the gasoline problem, go buy an electric car. You know, people aren't in a position to do either one. And I just, wow. Anyway, we'll talk some baseball, Captain.
Yahoo!
The New York.
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Rays. You know, they hung in there with them. They're 5 behind, and the Blue Jays are 6 behind. That AL East is really heating up. And the Baltimore Orioles, congratulations. I mean, they're playing over 500 ball, first time in a lot of years for them. So congratulations to them. They spring train them here in Southwest Florida and rooting them well, hoping the best for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wild card race is going to be really something, Captain, because you have the Rays, the Blue Jays, depending on who wins the AL Central with the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins, Chicago White Sox. Just a lot to be said for that. I'm sorry, the Guardians, Captain. Anyway, and then the Houston Astros and the Seattle Mariners, no, good old Mariners. So it looks like Houston's going to win that division. I was willing to concede the division to the Yankees, but I'm not going to do that. But they're hurting a little bit, and there's still 30 games left.
Mm-hmm.
5 games to beat them up in 30. It's not easy, but it's possible. The bottom line is the Rays and the Blue Jays are going to have to play at about a 700 clip. Then the Yankees, you know, play at a 600 clip. They can catch them, you know. So that's about the way that's going to size up. It's going to be exciting. Houston Astros are just playing some great baseball. 86 wins. there. And then also we'll go to the good old National League, the Mets and Braves, Captain. What, one game apart to win that NL East. What a series. The Phillies are still have a shot for the wild card also. The Cardinals, looks like they're going to win the NL Central. They're 8 games ahead of the Brewers. And then in the West, the Dodgers pretty much had that wrapped up.
Say good morning to Flip.
Hey, Flip, good morning, sir. Great patriot, great military guy. God bless all the military people out there. It's Labor Day, but, you know, we wouldn't have these Labor Days if it wasn't for people like Flip and yourself, Captain. So God bless the military out there. Well, Captain, that's pretty much a quick update on the sports world. If I can help anybody out in the insurance world, okay, real simple. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Simple number, 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyman, give me a call. I can help you out. I can save you money and put more money back in your Social Security check. And I can save you money off the policies you currently have. And here's another thing, Captain. There's a lot of people out there who have a life insurance policy they can't afford or don't need it. Give me a call because there's people out there who will buy your life insurance policy to give you a cash you need. So keep that in mind, too. Again, I'm here to help. Captain, I can tell you, I've helped him out and several of his friends. My name's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Will you be around tomorrow?
I'm hoping to be, Captain. I'm waiting to see if I have an appointment tomorrow. If not, I'll see you at Mission Barbecue, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. And don't forget, the Sports Zone is a program that he hosts along with two of his compadres, Scott and his son Josh. And they have a Facebook page called The Sports Zone. You can go over there, check it out. And his podcast will be up there in a few minutes. So you'll be able to check the podcast for it. And my podcast today won't be up until tomorrow, but you'll be able to listen to the stream of the show because it'll be streaming the current show that I just did all day long until tonight. It'll flip over every 4 hours, start the new show again. It'll do that all day long until tonight, 2 a.m. when we come back on again live. Now, you know, Labor Day, please remember all the police that are out there, firefighters, EMS, people working in grocery stores, because there'll be some of them. The truck drivers that are out there delivering your goods and services, because there'll be a bunch of them out there. And the bus drivers, the Greyhound drivers, because to them it's just another day. Just another day. And, of course, the airplane pilots and whatnot. But it's all about American labor and a great job that they do keeping America free and safe and keeping us all moving along the way that we do. So I'll see you tonight on the radio. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. And remember, this program is all about we the people. We run the show. I'll be back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.